We'll be picking back up in our study on the passage in Ephesians chapter 6 on the armor of God, spiritual warfare, and be picking back up there tonight with Ephesians chapter number 6. Depending on how the Lord leads it from here, of course, I'm thinking and praying about how the Lord would lead us over the next few weeks on Wednesday nights. I may continue in a study in prayer on the subject of prayer, and we'll just be seeking the Lord on that matter. But we are coming to a point in the armor of God where it's actually it's not a piece. This prayer it's not listed as a piece of the armor. But it is the power behind the armor. Okay? It's not listed necessarily as a piece of the armor, but I want to tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, it is the power behind the armor. The Holy Spirit of God taking the prayer, the power of prayer against the forces of Satan. And we're going to see here how Paul mentions this. But in Ephesians chapter number 6, let's begin reading in verse number 13. Verse number 13, we see here where the Word of God says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And then verse 18 is where we will be tonight, saying, "Praying always with all power and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." You notice a lot of "all" in that passage, and we'll look at that more here in a second. But let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, you know I come to you confessing my inability to rightly teach this lesson outside of the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just pray, God, that you would work in hearts tonight. Lord, I know this is a subject that all of us need to grow in. I know I do. And so, Lord, would you please teach us? Would you please rebuke us? Would you please guide us and instruct us by your precious holy word how we might see the importance of prayer, especially in spiritual warfare, and fighting against the fiery darts of Satan. Lord God, we need wisdom. Lord, we know, we sense Him. We know that He is seeking about our church. He's seeking about our families. He's seeking about us individually, seeking to devour us. And oh God, we cry out to you tonight with total dependence upon our God, upon your Word, upon your Spirit. And we pray, God, that you would strengthen us for the battle. And we'll thank you and praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we see here, as I mentioned, we're sort of going off here. The Paul is sort of transitioning from listing the pieces of the armor and going into more of the power with the armor on. The soldier has donned the whole armor of God. He's got it all on, all fastened, and he's got his sword and he's ready to go. And Paul is saying, "Okay, wait a minute. Not so fast, buddy. I know you're ready to fight, and praise God for that. But listen, you need to listen to one more thing. You better be ready to pray. You better be ready to go to the war room. You better be ready to go to the battle in the closet. You better be ready to go to God and intercede with the whole armor of God on." I'm glad you've got the whole armor on, and I believe that's what Paul is telling the Ephesian believers. But let me tell you, as you have the sword of the Spirit, he goes right into praying. It goes right with that armor, and he is seeking to show the importance of it. what does he say here first, church? He says that praying always, that's the first point. This thing of prayer that Paul is talking about, and especially in the realm of spiritual warfare, it is to be at all seasons, or in all seasons. That is something that we must be aware of. Now, just for application's sake, an example, we are not only to pray fervently in the time of election, in the time of electing a president, or and that sort of thing, where everybody is speaking of prayer, and rightly so. I'm not discrediting that. I'm not criticizing that. But the fact of the matter is, it's not just praying during those times, but in all seasons of life. It is to be an importance. It is to be at the forefront. In season, out of season, at all times, not just when it's convenient. And by the way, not only when there is a need. Now God wants us to bring His needs to Him. That you would be biblically illiterate if you did not understand the fact that how many times God talks about for His children to bring forth those needs and to bring forth those desires for help and whatnot. But that's not the only time we come forward. And seasons, we'll talk more about this in a second, but even when, not only when things are bad, but hey, let's go to God when things are good. Let's go to Him when we are on the mountaintops, and let's go and pray fervently, and maybe it just be a time of praise. God help us. I know this is an area I want to grow in, but God help us just to have seasons, folks, of just straight up 100% thanksgiving prayer. Not even mentioning one need. Not that there's anything wrong or sinful about mentioning needs, but just the fact that, God, I'm going to come to You and I'm not going to ask for a thing because I got so much I just need to thank You for. And God, I pray that You would just come and fill my heart with Your presence and Your Spirit and let me just thank You for so many things. And I tell you what, you start doing that in your prayer closet or with a group of folks, I'm telling you, oh, you're talking about getting filled with the Lord. Oh, offering the sacrifice of praise and praising God. Not just going to Him when we're in trouble, but we ought to. You better. Yeah, but not that be the only time. So we see always, may we be in a spirit of prayer, where it be thanksgiving or where it simply be pleading for God, pleading for His help and need. And so we see it all seasons, but number two, we see for all situations. Look at the next part of our verse. It says, praying always, and then He says, with all prayer and supplication. All right? So here we see he's talking about really how we ought to do that. It's with prayer and supplication. Okay, well, are those synonymous? Well, to some degree they are. They both have the idea of coming to God and talking to God. But one, the first one, prayer, is speaking more general. Speaking more of just a general prayer that we thank God daily. And for instance, the Lord's Prayer. Some of those things are general. They I guess you could say they're somewhat specific. But, you know, give us this day our daily bread. And you're not asking God specifically to give you a type of food. You know, you're not being so specific, but you are asking to meet your physical needs that day. There is the idea of general prayer. I heard it said like this one time, because you have general prayer that it's first talking about, and then you have supplications. Now, supplications carries the idea of specifics, very detailed, that you're coming to God and mentioning specifics, and it's going to vary for everyone, but that's what he's talking about right there. And you can pray specifics. Why is it that we can pray specifics? Because we're all so very different. We all live in so many different various lives and different families and different contexts of life and whatever the case may be, different struggles, different weaknesses. And what I can do is I can come to God and you can come to God and pray specifically, because I'm going to be struggling with things that you are not. And I can say, God, You know this area in my life, and I got to pray specifically around this subject because I am struggling. And that is part of spiritual warfare. Satan does not want us praying specifically. But God does. God desires to answer specific prayers that are according to His will. And I guarantee you, if it's victory over sin, it's God's will. So we see here, we have a general prayer, and that's more like a shotgun. I've heard illustrated, you know, that spread, that, you know, you go dove hunting, man, I don't know how many shotgun shells I've wasted going dove hunting. Even though there's about 100 of those beads, or however many they are, it seems like it anyway, I still can't hit those rascals. But I got to tell this is sort of embarrassing, but I need to be humbled, so I'm going to tell it, okay? One of our first college career outings with Joanna, we were in the same singles group, and so, you know, I was, you know, somewhat interested in Joanna, and I think it was reciprocal there. I seem to hope so, but anyway, it was a humbling day. We went out as an activity and went clay shooting, those clay pigeons or whatever you call them, skeet shooting. We went and shot some skeets, and man, we went out there, the girls went too, and so I was ready. I've been skeet shooting before, and we got out there, and so Joanna actually went first. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. I wonder how she's going to do. So I could not believe it. I think she hit the first three. Right on. All right. So she does that, and, you know, I'm thinking, my goodness, what in the world am I going to do? What if I can't hit these? And I believe God was seriously feeding me some serious humble pie. I missed all three of them. I mean, come on. All those beads going out, I couldn't even chip one. But it was embarrassing. But the idea is, when we go for general prayer, it's more shotgun. It covers a whole lot of ground. You know, for instance, we say, pray for the missionaries. There's nothing wrong with that prayer. There's something wrong with that prayer if that's all you pray. Because God wants us to go deeper with specifics as well. For the missionary, pray for their name, pray for their children, pray for their prayer requests like the Frews mentioned. Oh, it's missions month. Let's pray, Lord. Pray for those children that are in those classes. Man, you see it narrowing down like a rifle, all right? And you're getting right down on it. You're narrowing it right down to specifics, and God wants both of those things to be present. So we see for all situations, it says all prayer and supplication. But number three, we see that this prayer that he's talking about must be in the Spirit. It must be in the Spirit. What does the Word of God say? It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. What's the next three words, church? In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Well, what does that mean? Well, let me read a few verses to you. Jude chapter 1, the only chapter there. Verse 20 says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Remember, teenagers, we heard that message on fear. That's a good verse to kind of go along with what Brother Aaron was saying. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I tell you a little funny story. It's kind of my Phariseeism coming out back in some of my early days of my Christian life and sort of being critical. But I was praying with a guy one day, and he had a real rough home life. The way he prayed, it kind of bothered me at first. But I look back on it now and saw how genuine it is and how sincere it was. But he addressed God as Daddy. He said, Daddy. And with that Spirit in him crying out to the Father, that was what he was doing, because he was praying in the Spirit. That is the Spirit of how God wants us to call out to Him. He is our Heavenly Father. And Romans 8:26 talks about that praying in the Spirit as well. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. It says here, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes we just don't even know how to pray. That's just the truth. But we have help, thank God. It says, but the Spirit itself, He by Himself, He maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And that's praying in the Spirit. It's being, can I just say it like this? It's the same thing as being filled with the Spirit. You're being controlled by God's Spirit when you pray. And we've all been here on this one. If you know the Lord as your Savior, we've all been here on this one. You start praying, and you can detect right off that, boy, you are not praying in the Spirit. It's like, boy, something's not quite right here. Most of the times, of course, it's sin. We've said something wrong to somebody. We've offended something. We've offended the Lord. We've done something. And man, we are not praying in the Spirit. We're praying in the flesh. And to soothe our conscience, but it's not praying in the Spirit. But can I just say it like this? In the Spirit, this is who drives our prayers. He drives our prayers. He controls them. As we come to the throne of God, as we'll be breaking up here in a few minutes, church, as you bow your head and your heart, and you bow down before your God and Maker, your Creator, you will come before Him humbly and boldly and reverently. And as you begin praying, you will be driven, you will be led by God's Spirit as you allow Him to bring those things to mind, and as you allow Him to bring the Word of God to mind, and as you allow Him to bring needs to mind. That's being led by God's Spirit. By the way, we got to be careful on this. Because sometimes we can pray, when we pray in public, we can pray in the flesh because we're praying so that people will be impressed with our prayers. That's very dangerous, friend. Very, very dangerous. That's an offense to God. We need to pray in the Spirit. We don't have to use all these fancy theology words. Excuse me, I can't even get it out. But we don't have to use words of theology necessarily, and we don't have to impress anybody. Listen, we're praying to the God of heaven. He knows our hearts, and we're praying in the Spirit in a way to please Him. God's not impressed with necessarily the length of prayers. I mean, I'm thankful for we can have long seasons of prayer. But if I'm doing that just to impress someone else, because, I think if I pray in public and I can pray really long, oh boy, I'm really praying in the Spirit. Listen, I've heard some of the most God-filled prayers in my life have been some of the shortest prayers I've heard. But we see that the understanding there is we need to be praying in the Spirit when we fight against Satan, because number one, he knows when we're praying in the Spirit. He detects that. The Spirit, can I say this? The Spirit of God is the power behind what we just talked about, the sword of the Spirit last week. We've been talking about the sword of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the power behind the sword of the Spirit. Okay, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and He is the power behind our supplications. He enables us to do that. Let me just mention a few things here. He gives us utterance, as the Word of God says. He gives us confidence. Boy, isn't that sweet, child of God, when we can come to the throne of God and have confidence. And by the way, that confidence is when you're praying according to His Word. You know, you're not just praying to fulfill your fleshly desires, but you're seeking to fulfill the Word of God. There's confidence. He gives us assurance. God's Spirit most definitely gives assurance in things as we're praying. An assurance of, look, everything's going to be okay. I don't know about y'all, but when we face things like this in our world, when man, society is all messed up in many ways, and even difficult times in your life, man, I know immediately when I'm filled with God's Spirit. And one of the ways I know when times of difficulty is there is just something in me that says, Brinson, everything is going to be all right. Just a still, small voice. I mean, it could be thundering and lightning, and man, it just everything going wrong, everything going immensely under the sun. But boy, when you are submitted to God's Spirit and you are praying in the Spirit of God brings that sense of assurance. He also brings guidance in our prayers. I'm so thankful for Him. I used to be where I would not pray outside of my list. If I got my names, I'm sticking to it. But I've learned that that's not good. If I'm praying over a list and God brings somebody else to mind, go ahead and pray for them. Go ahead and pray for that person, for that situation that God brings upon your heart. That's the Holy Spirit. Now listen, if you're daydreaming about whether the Bulldogs are going to win or not, you just put that one aside. But God's Spirit will bring guidance, okay? It will bring guidance. And can I say this? It will bring deliverance. God's Spirit, when we pray in the Spirit, it brings deliverance. We say, what do you mean by, kind of like what I just referenced about bulldogs, it brings deliverance from daydreaming. We're all guilty here. It happens, okay? But God's Spirit helps keep that in check. You know, you've been in that prayer time, and man, you're thinking about that homework assignment. Man, you're thinking about that thing at the job. You're thinking about this situation. Man, you're thinking about, man, just crazy stuff too. Man, where did I leave those keys, you know? Did I leave that light on in the bathroom? And then I'm thinking over here, and did I put that water bottle in Marianne's backpack? Man, your mind's going to want to wonder. But God's Spirit will help keep that in check. As you're praying in the Spirit, you don't want to waste time, because you want to be praying, not daydreaming. God's Spirit will deliver you from discouragement. As you don't feel like praying because you're discouraged, you get to praying in the Spirit. He delivers from that discouragement. He delivers from doubt and on down the road. But that's praying in God's Spirit. You start praying in the flesh, and you're going to have a real tough time. It's going to be very difficult. But moving right along, we see here in the Spirit, the importance of in the Spirit. But fourthly here, which will be our last point tonight, is we pray with all strength. Okay? We pray with all strength. Look there in your Bibles. It says, after in the Spirit, it says, and watching thereunto. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All right, there's that all again. There's a significance of that in that passage. He's using it for emphasis. All prayer, all supplication, all perseverance, and all supplication for all saints. And but this word watching is a very interesting word. We've seen it before, but it's got that idea of being vigilant, being alert. And that is a very needed characteristic in the realm of spiritual warfare when you are praying. You need to be alert and sensitive to God's leading in prayer. The devil will attack you in certain areas, but you immediately start praying against that using the sword of the Spirit. That's your weapon. You're praying. God, Paul says you need to do it watching. You need to be alert because you need to pick up on his devices and pray against those. But he also says not only being alert and watching, but how do you watch? Well, you do it with all perseverance and all supplication. Listen to the verses of Scripture here. Colossians 4:2 says this, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That idea of watching and praying. And of course, Jesus told the disciples that it fell asleep on him. We've all fell asleep in prayer. It happens, but there's a way against that. What is that? To be watching, to be alert, to be vigilant. If you have to stand up, if you have to jog in place, amen. But the idea is you be alert and you be ready. And it says, the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing. See, when you're in the Spirit, you want to pray. You don't want to. You want to be alert. You want to be vigilant, but when you're in the flesh, there's weakness, and there is simply denial. There's simply just a refusal to pray. But Paul says, "Listen, do it with alertness. Do it with perseverance." Hey, can I just say it like this? This word perseverance, and we're still in the, remember, we're talking in the context of the spiritual battle. Church, listen to me. The Word of God says, "Watch unto all perseverance." That word perseverance, can I just sum it up and say this? Don't quit. Do not quit in the battle. Don't quit the battle against Satan. You cannot give up. You must not give up. We must fight. Even if we get hit, knocked down, even if we fall down and get hurt, get back up with the whole armor of God and you keep praying. With all perseverance, you cannot give up. If you give up, Satan wins the battle. He wins the battle, but you cannot give up. You know, I'd say this. I believe Jesus would, he mentions this in His Word as He with the disciples. But I believe, listen, before you give up, sometimes you might just need to back up. Sometimes you when you're feeling like you need to give up, perhaps you need to just back up. And backing up, my friend, does not mean giving up. Backing up refers to what Jesus told the disciples. Say, listen, fellas, you just need to come apart before you come apart. You need to come apart, separate yourself from these things or from the attacks of Satan for the business life ministry. You need to maybe back up. Get refreshed, get renewed, get in the Word of God. Go somewhere where you can pray with somebody. Just go somewhere and listen to some music that just ministers to your heart and prepares you for the battle. And get some strength from God and get a hold of God. But don't, my friend, please do not give up in the battle. I'm afraid that many of our brethren are giving up. It breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. We don't have to give up. We might come back up, but let's not give up. I know Brother James would not mind me using this illustration. Brother James Harris was telling me back when there was an accident on the job site. I never had forgot that, Brother James. You explaining that to me, but I guess he fell off one of these lifts, right? You were doing some work, and basically he explained to me that I don't know what the distance was or how long he had to do it, but because of the injuries that took place on his body that day and falling off that lift, he basically had to crawl using just his arms and on his elbows. And he said he had done it so much, and it just reminded me that he had some serious perseverance that day, because he explained that his shirt was just torn open and his arm raw and just opened up from just crawling and continuing until he could get to a place where he could access some help and get a hold of somebody and just make that effort to go forth. And I want to tell you something. I know some of you here tonight, and we're all at different levels in these battles. Some of us are coming out of a battle. Some of us are going in. Some of us are in the very heat of the battle. Listen, if you feel like that, just keep crawling. You just keep crawling. Keep pulling. Put one arm in front of the other, because I'm telling you, God's bringing deliverance. Because He guarantees it as we don the whole armor. It says, as we've mentioned, I guess it was probably about 2 months ago, remember that evil day? It is a season where Satan will pour on that heat so hard where you feel like you can go on no further. I'm here to tell you, by the authority of the Word of God, yes, you can. Don't give up. Ask God to give you that perseverance that the Word of God tells about. We pray according to the Word of God, by the power of the Spirit of God. That automatically becomes the will of God. That, my friend, is where the power is. Let's not give up in this battle. We will not give up by God's grace. We will crawl if we have to. We may have to take a step back and say, God, I'm hurt and I got to get some help. Can you renew me? Can you re-strengthen me? Can you revive my heart? Because I want to go back into the battle. But God, help me. God, help me not to give up. Let's pray together. Father, Almighty God, so many times, Lord, I've wanted to give up. And Lord, I confess, as you well know, Lord, many times I have given up. But Lord, you and your grace and mercy, you've gotten me picked back up. Lord, as I don the whole armor of God and realize that I can pray, and that the Spirit of the living God will empower my praying. He will teach me to pray. He will guide me to pray. He will hold me up in prayer. He will drive me. And I pray that that's what we'll do tonight, Lord, in this battle that is raging all around us. That we will fight till the end by your marvelous grace, Lord, and help us to encourage each other in the fight. Perhaps we got some brethren here, Lord, that need to just take a step back. Not give up, but to take a step back. Lord, help them to get the help they need. Help us to be able to encourage each other and to be totally honest with each other. That when we are tempted to give up, to simply not be embarrassed about that, but to, Lord, help us to go to each other and say, I just need you to pray for me. I just feel like giving up. God, please help us to be honest. Lord, we know this battle is not a playground. And boy, it is no time. It is no time to be embarrassed. It's no time to take things lightly. Oh, God, help us to be watching with all perseverance. Lord, we'll thank you for what you do. You are so precious to us, Lord. We love you so much. We thank you. We thank you for loving us, your little children, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you're in the battle with us. Thank you, God, that you're fighting with us. Thank you that you're fighting for us. Thank you that we have the victory through you, Lord. Oh, mighty God, we bless you and we praise you and honor you. All in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.